This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
One of the most moving funerals I ever attended in my life, I didn't conduct this funeral, I just attended it, was in Dallas, Texas for an FBI agent. Every Friday for 2 years, I led a Bible study at Fox Television Sports in Dallas. A group of people met there at 7 o'clock in the morning every Friday in the conference room. And for 2 years, I led a Bible study every Friday morning for people that work there and people that work from other companies in Dallas, and they would meet at Fox TV Sports. One of the men in the group had a father who was an FBI agent. He died, so everyone in our group, the Bible study, went to the funeral. The minister that spoke at the funeral only read scripture. That's all he did. He never said a word. But 4 or 5 different people shared at this FBI agent's funeral, and it was one of the most moving experiences of my life. One FBI agent spoke up and could hardly speak. Have you ever been at a funeral or been at an event where someone just haltingly spoke and they just got 2 or 3 words out and then they had to weep? And that was the case with this particular FBI agent. And he spoke how the man we were remembering had blessed his life with his friendship and how he reached out to him and his wife when they were younger and what a blessing he had been to this younger FBI agent and his wife and children. But the last person to speak was the oldest son of the FBI agent. And I will always remember, as long as I live, all he got up and said. He talked about his dad being an FBI agent. He talked about his dad being the director of security for American Airlines at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. All the accomplishments. He played football for the University of Colorado. Went through this whole litany of things his dad accomplished. And then he said this: The one thing that I will remember about my dad was this. And everybody leaned forward. He loved my mother. The one thing I will remember about my father is that he loved my mother. What a tribute, what a lesson, what a powerful illustration for Father's Day, that the greatest legacy that a father leaves for his children is that he loved the children's mother. You say, well, doesn't everybody? No. Not in the way that this man was talking about his dad. What a powerful lesson that I hope, if you don't remember anything else I talk about this morning, you'll remember that story where the man said, the thing that I will remember the most about my dad, in spite of all his achievements and accomplishments, was that he loved my mother. That was a man who said it all by one event in his father's life. I want to give you a 3-question test for a life that honors God. You may want to write these down. Here's a 3-question test for a life that honors God. Number one, am I in a right relationship with the God who made me? Valid question to be asked today. Am I in a right relationship with the God who made me? Am I in a right relationship with the people that God placed in my life? Number three, am I in a right relationship with the things God has placed in my life? God has placed things in your life. Are you in a right relationship with them? What does that mean? That you understand that the things in your life, this is really brilliant thinking, but follow with me, stay with me, that the things in my life are just things. And God is just God. That's what it means to be in a right relationship with things, that I recognize things are things, they're temporary, they're temporal, they're of this earth, they have a beginning point and an end point, but God is forever, God is eternal.
Well, I want you to hear the concluding story tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.